Starting about 50 years ago, chemicals that formerly had only been used in hospital settings began to appear in consumer products. Hand soaps, dishwashing soaps, and toothpastes, all promising to kill bacteria. So what's not to like? Everyone wants to be clean and avoid infections.
These chemicals are not serving for the purpose for which they advertise.
In a press conference this week, at a meeting of the American Chemical Society, Rolf Halden said he's worried about the popularity of these chemicals and how they are marketed.
In other words, they are not helping in disinfecting, and they're delivering no measurable benefit to the population that is using it.
Halden directs the Center for Environmental Security at Arizona State University. Soaps labeled as antibiotic, he says, aren't effective among the general population because, essentially, we spend just a few seconds washing our hands. So the chemicals go down the drain before they've killed any bacteria. And the chemicals can be absorbed in our bodies. Halden presented new research showing for the first time that common antimicrobials are found in the urine of pregnant women and in the umbilical cord blood of newborns, meaning that it's probably in the babies too. Halden and his colleague Benny Pike tested samples from a group of about 200 women in New York.
So this was not a test in the lab where we give a certain chemical to people and see what happens. We were actually looking at real exposures, real women, and real babies.
Pike and Halden found that all of the women, 100%, had detectable levels of antimicrobials in their bodies. About half of the babies did. For many of us, it comes as a shock that our bodies take on chemicals from personal products. But for Pike, it's rather expected.
Because, I mean, these chemicals are incorporated in about 2,000 products, so it's not surprising to find that most of us are exposed to these chemicals.
But that doesn't mean, he says, that our actions don't affect the level of these chemicals in our body.
Ultimately, your exposure level is related to how often you come into contact with these products. The more frequently you use them, the higher your levels will be, and obviously the higher your risk will be of suffering certain health effects.
These possible health effects are alarming. Two of the most common germ-killing components, triclosan and triclocarbon, are endocrine disruptors, meaning that they can behave like hormones in the body, and even small amounts can have large effects. Now, it's hard for researchers to prove that a certain chemical causes some particular change. But one researcher on Halden and Pike's team found at least one worrying association. One related to butylparaben, a common antimicrobial preservative found in cosmetics and food.
We actually found a relation with the higher the levels were in the maternal urine, the smaller the baby's head circumference was, and the smaller the babies were at birth.
The research is well-timed. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is currently reviewing how these chemicals are regulated. Some companies, such as Procter & Gamble, have chosen to voluntarily eliminate some antimicrobials from their products. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.